Chapter 73, Declutter for Success and Mental Clarity. I knew someone who kept unopened QVC boxes in her living room stacked almost to the ceiling. She was a clean person, but every time I walked into her house, I felt like I was trapped. I didn't think about stuff like that back then, but all the clutter in her house was a fire hazard. You couldn't see the floors and walls. Nobody went into the living room. It was kind of cool, though, because there were a lot of times when she would just grab something and give it to me as a gift. It was like she had a little store in her house. That might have worked for her, but in most cases, a cluttered environment can affect your mental state. You might be used to working with a bunch of clutter everywhere, but if you are, you're taking away from your ability to focus and not be distracted by all the things your brain is trying to process and make sense of. I have a bad habit of collecting paperwork. When my wife and I first got married, I brought along two large storage bins full of documents that took us hours to shred. Every time my wife would ask me if we were finished, I'd reach into the bin and pull out another stack of hundreds of sheets of paper. Every few months, I have to spend the afternoon decluttering. It drives my wife crazy, and I can hardly concentrate either. Quote, cluttered spaces can have negative effects on our stress and anxiety levels, as well as our ability to focus, our eating choices, and even our sleep. End quote. And you'll find the reference for this quote in your audiobook companion document. You'll also waste unnecessary time trying to find things you need and then end up frustrated. It's important to keep your physical environment clean and uncluttered. If you haven't been in the habit of doing this, set your stopwatch and take 5 minutes and declutter.